This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's April 30th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 28th, 2002.
These questions just keep rolling, Nazarene. I'm sure our listeners have been wondering about this, too.
Why do you prefer to be called the Nazarene over the Christ? The Christ is a pretty heavy title.
Lon, you have a way of hitting the nail right on the head. Yes, the Christ is a very heavy title. It has certain religious aspects that make it unacceptable to the people of the Spiritist Republic. And as I am working with the people that are the representatives of the Spiritist Republic on Earth that teach the awakening and their way, it would be very inappropriate for me to use the title the Christ. To keep harmony, to be correct, what you would call politically correct today, I use the title the Nazarene when working with them. Is I call them Demetrius and Alora, because certain of their other names have meanings in the kingdom of God, which aren't well liked either. We have to make compromises, Lon, even when we are dealing with the great powers in the afterlife. There are things that we cannot do, things that we cannot say, for the sake of the harmony of all. My being called the Christ is one of those things. The people of the Spiritist Republic simply do not like it, but they get along just fine with the Nazarene, and they adore me and they love me under that name. So why make waves? Why make drama? Why upset people? If they like the Nazarene better, then let them call me the Nazarene. If they like to call me the Holy Boo-Boo, and they still do what is good, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. All that matters to me is those that work with me do good. I don't much care what they call me, as long as they do good. That's all that matters, Lon.
Well, we won't call you the Boo-Boo Nazarene. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and all of our work is done on Microsoft products. They are very fine products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
We're back. Nazarene, as we're recording these episodes, the great tragedy at Virginia Tech has taken place. How are the victims doing? I'm sure everybody would like to know.
Alora, it is sad that this creature of darkness killed so many of God's heroes. We have lost several individuals that were very important to us, and that it is going to be very difficult to replace because they were very important in God's future plans. That a creature of darkness could do this is really appalling to us, but it shows what is going on today. The people are doing fine. They are doing marvelously. We are amazed at how well they are doing. This was a tragic, tragic situation, Alora. They send one message back to mankind. They don't want any one of them to be picked out to be considered a hero over any of the others. They were all heroes. They died serving God, and they died in a way that was tragic and a tragic loss to all of mankind. And they don't want any one of them to be favored among any of the others. They want to be treated equally. And I think we can understand that. And we hope that people will fulfill their wishes.
I'm glad they're okay, Nazarene. And I hope they like John Lennon's song tribute to them, too.
They loved it, Alora. They just wish more people had played it.
We'll be back again.